Live from KQED News, I'm Ariana Prale. The city of Oakland is suing a Radisson hotel owner in what advocates are calling the city's largest ever wage theft case. KQED's labor correspondent Farida Jabala Romero reports.
Last fall, city compliance officers ordered the Radisson Hotel Oakland Airport to pay over $400,000 it owed to more than 120 employees who weren't paid the minimum wage. But the hotel didn't comply. Now, the Oakland City Attorney is seeking that amount plus $128,000 in penalties from the company that owns the hotel, called Oakland Alameda Hotels. Isaiah Tony is with the East Bay Alliance for a Sustainable Economy.
You know, without the city of Oakland coming down hard on employers that do break the law, it just reinforces the expectation that employers are going to get away with it.
Hotel representatives did not immediately respond to requests for comment. I'm Farida Jabala Romero, KQED News.
The principal of American Canyon High School is facing a criminal charge for allegedly failing to report abuse of a student. Principal Andrew Goff is charged with a single misdemeanor in connection with a now-fired track coach and PE teacher charged over the past few months with 25 felonies alleging sexual abuse of two students. The charge against Goff alleges that he had a duty to report a suspected sexual relationship between a student and a faculty member, but he failed to do so in a timely manner. The former coach, Brad Wowell, is in custody in Napa County Jail. Arraignment for the school principal is set for July 11th. I'm Ariana Prale, KQED News.